Welcome once again to Good Hope Through Grace. I'm Pastor Jeff Arthur, Sr., the Elizabeth Baptist Church in Bancroft, West Virginia. I'd like to draw your attention to Romans chapter 1, and we're doing a study through the book of Romans in our radio broadcast. I hope it's been a blessing to you. I believe this is the fourth or fifth message, can't remember. But again, I want to remind you that if you'd like a CD, free CD of any of the broadcasts that we do, you write to us at the Elizabeth Baptist Church, P.O. Box 75, Bancroft, West Virginia, 25011. That's the Elizabeth Baptist Church, P.O. Box 75, Bancroft, West Virginia, 25011. We'll send you a copy. The book of Romans, of course, the theme of the book of Romans is salvation. And we've looked at verses 1 through 17. And in verses 1 through 17... The message of salvation was stressed. As a matter of fact, as we looked at last week, we looked at the gospel. We gave seven statements about the gospel that was given in verses 16 and verse 17. Of course, the gospel message is God's message of salvation. He said that it was the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it. And, of course, we showed the definition given in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. That was a message Paul received from Jesus. And he penned it for us in the Word so that we would know exactly what's contained in the message by trusting the gospel. It's how a man is saved, how a woman is saved. Anyone that trusts the gospel, that's what saves your soul. As it says in verse 16 of Romans 1, it's the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes it. But now as we move into the next section, in verses 18, really you go from verse 18 all the way over to chapter 3 and verse 20, it shows you the need for the gospel. In other words, it shows you the reasons why that you need the message. And what the apostles want to do in the text is he's going to first of all deal with the Gentiles, and he's going to show that the reasons why the Gentiles need the gospel is, of course, because they're sinners and they're under the wrath of God, which is what we'll look at here in just a little bit. And then he's going to focus on the Jews, and he's going to show that they're sinners under the wrath of God. It's one thing to tell people that they need to be saved, and certainly we all need to, everyone needs to be saved, but you have to explain the reasons why that they need to be saved. It's one thing to tell someone they need a cure, but before you tell them they need a cure, you got to tell them what their problem is. You got to tell them what their sickness is. Well, in the section that we're going to look at this evening, the Apostle Paul focuses, and he's speaking in the beginning to the Gentile. Now, these same things is also true of the unbelieving Jew, but he's going to reveal to them why they need the gospel, why they need the message of salvation. And the reason why they need it, I'm going to give you three reasons in the broadcast this evening. Number one, because of the wrath of God. Because of the wrath of God, you need the message of salvation by which you can be at peace with God. Number two, because of the existence of God. One of the things that man has tried to do is to do away with the existence of God. One way they've tried to do that is by attacking Bible creation, which creation, the handiwork of God, is one of the greatest evidences that there is a God. So reason why that you need the gospel is because of the wrath of God. Number two, because of the existence of God. And then number three, because of the sin of man. That will be the three points we look at. Those are three reasons why we need the gospel. Because God exists, because we're under God's wrath, and because of our sin. Now, we're going to give these three points and in five verses. We're going to look at verses 18, actually six verses, 18 through verse 23. And let's go ahead and read those, and then we'll have a word of prayer and ask the Lord's blessing upon our message this evening. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God to an image made like unto corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful this evening that we have this privilege of again being on the radio. We're thankful again for those that are at the Elizabeth Baptist Church that provide the means to put this broadcast on the air because they care. They care for the souls of men and women, boys and girls. And Lord, we pray that as this message goes forth, that someone will see the need of the gospel message and perhaps would receive Jesus as your Savior tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, again, remember what we're looking at is the need for the gospel. Reason why you need the gospel. We're going to give you three reasons. The first one here in verse 18, it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men." The first reason why you need the gospel is because of the wrath of God. We don't talk enough about the wrath of God. Again, we spread the gospel, the good news of salvation, but what you need to understand, the reason why you need the good news of salvation and the reason why you need the gospel and what you need to be saved from is from the wrath of God. And you need to understand that if you've never trusted the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, that if you've never been set free from the bondage of your sin debt, you need to understand that His wrath abides upon you because of your sin. In other words, God is angry with you because of your sin. Now, let me read this verse and want you to listen to it as a proof text for what I just said, that God is angry, that you're under His wrath. John 3 and verse 36 says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." The word believe means to trust in Him. It's more than to believe that He existed. It's that you trust in Him as your Savior. "He that believeth on the Son hath," that's a present possession. When you believe on the Son, you trust Him as your Savior, then you have everlasting life. How long is everlasting life? In 6 months, is it? Everlasting life's everlasting life. You receive that the moment that you by faith receive the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, as your Savior. If you've never received Jesus, if you've never called upon His name and trusted in Him as your Savior, trust that He died for you, then, my friend, then you're abiding under His wrath and you don't have everlasting life. You need everlasting life. More than anything else in the world, the greatest gift that's ever been given is everlasting life. Romans 6 says the gift of God is everlasting life. "And he that believeth not the Son," that means that you don't trust in Jesus, "shall not see life." And that life that you will not see is everlasting life. "But the wrath of God," I want you to hear what it says, "the wrath of God abides on him." Now, that's strong language, is it not? If you've never trusted in Jesus, it says that His wrath abides upon you. Remember what He's doing here in the book of Romans. He's writing to the church at Rome. And He had presented in verses 1 through 17, He had showed the power of God and the salvation is the gospel. Now He's beginning to address why they need it. And one reason why they need the gospel is because without Jesus, man is under the wrath of God. And instead of being under His wrath, you need to have peace with God. John chapter 3 and verse 18 talks about being condemned. Notice what it says in verse 18. "He that believeth," John 3:18, "he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not," that means to reject Jesus, to reject the Messiah, "is condemned already." Now, how could he be condemned already? Well, because he's under the wrath of God. He's already been the punishment or the judgment has already been pronounced upon you. The condemnation has already been pronounced upon you. You broke his law. You're a transgressor. Therefore, you abide under his wrath and you're already condemned. That's the reason why when someone dies without Jesus, that they go immediately, their spirit goes immediately to a place of punishment. They go immediately to hell. Now, I believe they're there in spirit, and I believe there's torment there. But one of these days, they will be released for a moment, and they'll stand before Revelation 20, says, they'll stand before the great white throne of judgment, and they'll be given a body. And then they'll be cast back in or the lake of fire, or they'll be cast into the lake of fire. Why is that? That's wrath. They're condemned for their sin. That's why you need the gospel. Now, this is not popular today. We oftentimes present a way of salvation, but at the same time we should. But we don't present the reason why we need it. We don't want people to be alarmed at the wrath of God. Well, they need to be alarmed. That's exactly what the Apostle Paul's doing in the text. He's putting them on notice that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Romans chapter 3 says there's none righteous. No, not one. So we're all abiding under his wrath unless we have peace with God. And the only way we can have that peace is through Jesus Christ. Romans 5 and verse 1, I want you to listen to this great statement. And we'll get to these in more detail later. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 says, therefore being justified, that means, the word justified means to be declared righteous. Declared righteous. When you trust Jesus, God makes a declaration that you're righteous. You're not righteous based on your righteousness, but you have the righteousness of Jesus charged or imputed to your account. That's what it means to be justified. Now listen to this. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. You see, you're no longer under his wrath. You're no longer condemned. As a matter of fact, the Bible says there is therefore, Romans 8 and verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. You're not going to be condemned. You're not under condemnation, but without Jesus you are. And John 3 said, condemned already. Just waiting for the penalty to be carried out. But the only thing that will save you from that wrath is Jesus. So, the reason why one needs the gospel is because they are under the wrath of God. Now, it says that the wrath of God in Romans 1:18 is revealed from heaven. You say, well, Jeff, how has the wrath of God been revealed from heaven? Well, the Bible came from heaven. The Bible is the Word of God. And you can look throughout the Word of God and you can see examples of God's wrath being revealed. You can go back to Genesis 6 and you can see how the imagination of man's heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he made man. And God brought a flood upon the earth. And that's an evidence of his wrath. You can see how bad God hates sin. And he brought judgment on the world once already with the means, by using the means of the water. Of course, there's evidence all over the world today of Noah's flood. All the fossils came from the flood. Some of the highest mountains in the world, they still find marine fossils. They find seashells. Fossils on top of the highest mountains in the world. Why? At one time, they was all covered by water. They find them in deserts. Why? Because at one time, the world was covered by water. Why was that? God's wrath because of man's sin. You can also look in the book of Genesis, and you can see judgment being brought because why? Because of Sodom and Gomorrah. They were cities that were filled with sin. And God rained fire and brimstone down out of heaven, and he destroyed them for their sin. You see, so by these examples, he's revealing his wrath. God is a God of love. But my friend, our God is also a God of wrath. So very, very important that you realize that, because that's the reason my friend, why that you need to be saved. So, why do you need the gospel? Because of the wrath of God. Now, if you want to look at another example of wrath, go back 2,000 years ago to the day that Jesus died. Of course, Jesus died on Calvary for the sins of his people. Matthew 1 says, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Now, of course, our sins and the punishment and the wrath of God that was due me was laid upon his son on Calvary. One of the statements Jesus made from the cross was, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Psalms 22, verse 1, Jesus is quoting. Why was he forsaken of the Father? Because our sins was laid on him. God is holy. His wrath is kindled against sin. And Jesus was made to be sin for us. He became our sin substitute and our sin offering. But my friend, I want you to understand one thing. When we look at Jesus, many times we focus on the physical part of that punishment. But you must also remember there's two other men that experienced the crucifixion there that day. Far more than the physical punishment was the spiritual punishment that he underwent. Jesus experienced and paid for what it would have took me an eternity in hell to pay for. In the book of Romans, it says that Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. And the idea of propitiation is that God's wrath is appeased in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus was God in the flesh, he was able to suffer what it would have took us an eternity to pay. So, the Bible is filled with examples of the wrath of God. And this is why we need the power of God unto salvation, the gospel. Because of our sin, we are under God's wrath. And unless you trust the gospel, you'll die in your sin and experience the wrath of God. There's future wrath coming too. In the book of Revelations chapter 6, you have a picture. And in Revelations chapter 6, it talks about a day of wrath that's coming upon this world because of sin. And Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, and I beheld, and when he had opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as the sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Now, this hadn't happened yet, but it's going to. It'll happen the day that Jesus comes back. I believe the sixth seal is a picture of the rapture. And the stars of heaven fall into the earth, even as the fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it's rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the rich men, the mighty men, the bondmen, and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And they said, fall on us. Hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne. Now listen to this. And from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who is able to stand? My friend, the Bible speaks of wrath. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven, Romans 1, verse 18 says. It's revealed in the Old Testament in Noah, Sodom and Gomorrah. It's revealed on the cross, and it's revealed in the book of Revelations in the future. God's angry because of man's sin. He's going to judge it. And in order to be saved, you must trust that Christ died on Calvary for your sin. Substituted himself so that you never would experience the wrath of God. But my friend, you need to trust that message. And that's the reason why man needs the gospel. Because of the wrath of God. You need to flee from it. You're saved from wrath. I believe that's the book of Romans chapter 5. Let me read you a text here in Romans also to go with this. We're almost out of time. We need to pick up the pace here tonight a little bit. Again, we're looking at why you need the gospel. Why you need it. Number one is because of the wrath of God. Romans 5 and verse 9. Much more being now justified by his blood. Listen what it says now. I want you to listen real good to this. We shall be saved from wrath through Him. See, that's why you need Jesus. You're not saved by wrath through your good works. You're not saved by wrath by all the good things that you've done or do. You're saved from wrath through Him. Without Jesus, hear me, you will experience the wrath of God. Verse 10 says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled by the death of His Son." That's the only way that you can be reconciled. God's angry. His wrath abides upon you. But when you receive Christ as your Savior, you're reconciled to God. You're brought into a position of peace with Him. So that's why you need the gospel. Well, let's move on to our second point. Let's go back to our text in Romans 1. We've looked at verse 18. Verse 18 said that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and righteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, the idea of holding the truth in unrighteousness is they suppress the truth by living unrighteous. They know about God and the wrath of God, yet they live in sin as if there was no wrath of God. My friend, people live in sin and openly and unrepentantly and proud of it today. Well, they are suppressing the truth by unrighteousness. They are sending out a message that there is no wrath. My friend, there is. The Bible reveals it, Old and New Testament. You need to flee. Remember what John the Baptist said to the Pharisees? "Old generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" Well, let's move on to the second reason why you need the gospel. First one, because of God's wrath. Second one, because of the existence of God. It says in verse 19, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it to them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen." Many people deny the existence of a God today. They don't believe in God's wrath because they don't believe in God at all. I tell you what, the devil's behind that. He doesn't want you to believe in God so that you won't believe in God's wrath, so that you won't see the importance of trusting Jesus. My friend, there is a God. You say, "Well, Jeff, how do you know there's a God?" Well, the Bible tells me there is, but there's also handiwork that indicates that there was a handyman. That there is design that indicates a designer, and that's the creation. It says, "The invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen." Bible creation is an evidence that there is a God. The design is evidence of the designer. And one of the evidence, one of the greatest evidences that there is a God is Bible creation. And notice how strongly the world has went after Bible creation. Notice how strongly the world has went after Genesis 1 and verse 1. My friend, how we think, whenever we see anything made, we assume that there was a designer. Now, if you look at a house, you go by and you look at someone and they maybe added a room on their house and you see the roof and you see the shingles on the roof and you see the windows and the door and you see that handiwork. You didn't have to be there to see that someone made it, did you? You just assume when you see design, when you see something that has been made, you just assume there was a maker and a designer. My friend, one cell in your human body, and your body has trillions of them, one human cell is more elaborate and more complex than the most elaborate computer made by man. And yet we look at our body, and we look at the universe with its order and design and assume that it all happened by chance. It takes more faith to believe that and believe that there was a God that made it. And my friend, there was and is a God that made it, not only made it, but sustains it. There is a God that exists. And the evidence of that God, number one, is creation. Evidence number two is the Bible. The Bible is a credible book. Over 2,000 fulfilled prophecies in the Bible, which is self-evident. It has to be a book given by God. Men wrote it. But they wrote it under the inspiration of the Spirit, written by over 40 different writers over a period of 2,000 years. Yet it fits together because it had really, truly one author, and that's the Holy Spirit. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable, profitable for doctrine, profitable for reproof and correction and instruction in righteousness. The Bible is the proof of the existence of a God. The creation is proof of the existence of God. And the changed lives by the book, by the Holy Spirit, the changed lives by the gospel is another evidence of the existence of God. My friend, there is a God. That's why you need to be saved, because one of these days you're going to be accountable to this God. Remember, we're looking why you need the gospel. Because of God's wrath. Number two, because of the existence of God. One of the reasons why Romans 1 presents creation is because it's said to render men in verse 20 without excuse. They can't say they didn't know there was a God, because the creation is the evidence of it. So it's said to make man without excuse. And my friend, you are without excuse. You're walking on a planet that He made. You can look up the stars at night. He placed them there. You can look through a telescope at all the different galaxies and things. They're all evidence of a God that created it. You can't deny the existence of a God. But I tell you what, the devils went after it. One of the things he's done is try to discredit the Bible and discredit Bible creation, because he's trying to get men not to think they're accountable. But I'm telling you one thing, my friend, you are accountable. And that's why you need the gospel. And that's why you need to be saved from the wrath to come. And that's the reason why you need to recognize that there is a God. Number three, what's the third reason that you need the gospel? Why do you need the gospel? Number one, because of the wrath of God. Number two, because there is a God. Number three, because of your sin. We've been talking about your sin all through the text. Now here in verses 21, 22, and 23, it focuses on a particular sin that men have done throughout history. And it says, because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. But it became vain in their imaginations, their foolish heart was darkened, and they changed the glory of God of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. That's idol worship. As you look back at the member, what he's focusing on right now in the book of Romans is he's revealing that men are sinners. And he's focusing right now on Gentiles. Gentiles historically have been known for being idol worshipers. You go back and look at all the great nations of the past. Egypt was filled with idol worship. Greece, idol worship. Assyria, idol worship. Babylon, Persia, Rome. All of them worshipped idols. Did they believe in gods? Did they believe there were higher powers? Yes, they did. But they didn't believe in the true God. The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob is the only God they are. And instead of worshiping Him, they made image like calves, like lions, like snakes. And they bowed before the creature. And they rejected the Creator. Still do that today. You say, well, Jeff, they know idols in America. I tell you what the biggest idol in America is. It's money. The book of Colossians says that covetousness is idolatry. You might not bow before a golden calf, but my friend, if you live your life for money, that's your God. You need the gospel tonight because of God's wrath. Without Jesus, you're under God's wrath. Number two, because there's a God that you're accountable to. And number three, because of your sins. Your sin will have a payday. Your sins needs to be removed and paid for. And the only way you'll ever have that happen is by trusting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Won't you trust Him? Trust Him as your Savior. Call upon His name and ask Him to save you tonight. The Bible says that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, this has been Good Hope Through Grace. I'm Pastor Jeff Arthur, Sr., Elizabeth Baptist Church in Bancroft, West Virginia.